ba 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 ba. Thank you so much, and welcome to A Fresh Air Inspired Life. I'm your host, Amanda, and I am super excited today because guess what? A Fresh Air Inspired Life podcast has been airing for over a year now. I didn't even know that we already made it a year. I knew we were getting close, but I checked it, and we had the virtual Youper on February 7th. So here we are, over a year, first and third Tuesday of every month. I'm pretty proud that we made it. You know, consistency is key, they say, when you're starting something like this. So, and I still love doing it. I didn't know I would love doing it this much as I have. I hope that you love listening at least part of as much as I love doing this. It's so fun to showcase the people who make such a coveted and beautiful place thrive and magical in itself. It's so cool to showcase what it means to be in a community and think about others and give to others and know that we are all in this together. Because you know what? We are. And not just each in our own town, but in the whole world. I know I can say it telling blue in the face, but I mean it. We are all connected. We are all breathing the same air. We are all living on the same earth. How can we divide ourselves? Anyway, I didn't mean to start this off preaching. but there we go. I really wanted to just kind of talk to you today and celebrate. And, you know, if I was listening to this podcast for a year and hearing my voice or anyone's voice who I've listened to for a year, I guess I'd just be a little bit curious to know more about the host. So I feel bad that I didn't get it out there ahead of time. Hey, send a question to your host. What would you like to learn about Amanda? I didn't do that. But you know what? We can do that another time if that's something that really interests you. Like, oh, I have this burning question for Amanda. I've always been curious about this. You can ask me at any time. You can recommend a guest at any time. CopperHarborVitality.com. I read that stuff and I'm listening and I want to know what you want too. But beyond that, I do have quite the list of guests yet to come. I'll be honest, not everyone says yes. Some people are hard to chase down, but I'm still trying. You know, it's fun. It's fun to finally sit down with someone and hear their stories and hear what's important and what their priorities are and what, you know, what made them come to this town and make it. You know, nobody, I can't say nobody, because maybe there are a select few, I guess, that comes here easily and just has a house and can just live. Most people start camping or living somewhere, maybe not the best conditions, or moving several times before they have a house. I moved 5 times in Copper Harbor before I got to live in a house, and I'm really grateful for that. I know how lucky I am, so that's pretty cool. But as the host, nobody's asking me questions, really. I think it'd be fun if my guest sometimes, like, turned the tables on me and asked me about something that we were talking about. I think that'd be fun, but people are usually so nervous. I don't think they usually do that, which I understand. It's okay. So I just wanted to tell you a few things about myself that maybe you are curious about, maybe you're not, maybe it's just the typical what's your favorite color kind of deal, which, by the way, my favorite color is rainbow with sparkles. Yeah, that's pretty much going to entice me for anything. So that's the kind of girl I am. But I'd also like to tell you things like, where did the phrase be good to yourself, like, what does that mean when I say that? And I'd like to tell you about the theme song and where I created that, where I made that up. That's an interesting story. So there's some fun stories coming up. So I'm not going to get too into myself, I guess, but just kind of the origination of this podcast in general and all that fun stuff. But I would like to start with a story that happened a few days ago. So it's been like really beautiful up here. I mean, it's cold. It's 30s most days. But we get some sunshine now and then, and we haven't gotten any new snow in quite a while. It's just is what it is. We're just getting through it, and everyone's kind of over it at this point. Like, what are you going to do? Can't just make it snow. So one day I got back from work, and I was like, man, I got some time to get out and do something fun. And I've been taking walks. That's been kind of my go-to. But I decided to get out the e-bike. I was like, ooh, yeah, e-bike, let's do that. It was warm enough, you know, it was all right. The wind was coming from the west-ish. And it was kind of windy, pretty windy, actually. But the temperature was nice, and I didn't even think, really, because you know how sometimes you're like, ooh, where should I go? I didn't even think. I just thought to the end of 41, the beginning of 41, however you want to call it. So I was like, all right, I don't know why, I'm just going to go that way. So I'm cruising down, you know, and got to the beginning of 41, and the where it turns to gravel slash clay slash mud was really pretty smooth. It had some puddles and was very wet, but I cruised up the hill, and when I got up the hill to the turnoff to Horseshoe Harbor, I thought, I'm going to go to Horseshoe Harbor. But something inside me said, Amanda, should you really go to Horseshoe Harbor? I mean, that's like a special event with someone you love or with Brady P, and you don't even have your phone on you to take pictures. What a waste to go to Horseshoe Harbor by yourself, pretty much is what I told myself for a hot minute. And then I said, you know what? It's a perfect time to go by myself. I don't have to worry about anyone else. I don't have to worry about taking pictures for my blog readers, which thank you for being a blog reader, if you are, by the way. I don't have to think about, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been blogging from Copper Harbor for like, 15 years at least, more. And every time I go somewhere, every time, I have an inner monologue going about what I would say to my blog reader about this adventure. What would I take pictures of? How would I caption them? What did I see? What was the most important thing or special thing or something I really wanted to remember to tell my readers? And in a way, it's kind of fun because I feel like I'm with someone else. I feel like you're there with me and I'm telling you in real time, even though I'm not. And a lot of times I forget to say most things I'm directing in my head. But it's very interesting to be someone who puts out content and to bring your audience with you wherever you go. I just want to give you that perspective and think about that for a minute. Because what do you think about when you go somewhere new, somewhere special, somewhere serene? Like, what do you think about? Maybe it is. Maybe you do create your own content and you do have a bunch of followers and whatever form of social media and you're telling people about it. Great. Then you know how I feel. But if you don't, I just wanted to tell you that that's kind of a thing. And it's been haunting me for, 15, 16 years. But I like it. It's okay. I would stop doing this if I didn't appreciate that. So there I was. I parked my bike and I was the only person in the Horseshoe Harbor parking lot. in the beginning of March, if you can believe that. Yeah, totally. And so I got down there to the beach in 6 minutes. I didn't know I could make it to the beach in 6 minutes down that trail. And it was amazing. It was totally blocked by the wind. It felt like it was 50 degrees. I mean, I was ready to get down to the skivvies and just lay in the rocks and listen to the waves and feel the sun. It was so magical. And I was just there by myself. It was so nice. I didn't have to think about what to take a picture of because I couldn't. But then after a little bit, of course, I had to climb that giant ridge, you know, to the left there and climb up it. And I got to the top and I looked around and definitely it was much more windy up there. By the time you get up there, it was windy. And I looked out and the sun is just sparkling on Lake Superior and her water just looked deep blue. And I thought, wow, how lucky am I? I get to come out to this beautiful, serene spot on a whim. I didn't plan that at all. As you can tell, I had a bottle of water with me. I had no snacks. I had a bottle of water, and which was good because I drank it. I got so muddy. I didn't expect how muddy I would get, you know, and even on the way back, my chains stopped working, but luckily I was able to fix it so I could get home without just using the throttle the entire time, which kind of defeats the purpose of a bike ride. But anyway, if I had to, I would use it. Just hopefully I had enough battery power to make it back. But as I'm standing there on top of that rock and feeling the wind and the sun and just looking out at the vastness, I mean, that's one thing about Lake Superior is you can look in so many directions and just see the horizon. Just see the waves and the clouds and the sky. And there's nothing else as far as you can see. And it's so breathtaking and peaceful and inspiring at the same time. And I just thought, you know, how lucky am I to be here right now? To be here ever. And especially to just do it on a whim. And I guess I would just wonder, you know, why did I feel, oh, I need to go to the end of the road. Oh, I should just go down to Horseshoe Harbor. I think that's why. Just to know that I am important enough to do that for myself. I don't need to show it to other people every time I go, whether it's through a lens or holding the hand of my little guy as we get up that giant ridge. He can do it. Going down is a little traumatic for both of us, probably hand in hand, because you know, two hands going down are better than one. But yeah, he can do it. And I just think that's why I went there, to show myself that you're important enough to do this and be on your own and do your own thing. I used to do that a lot more before I had a child, of course. But I still would, you know, bring my camera and talk to my readers in my head and all that. But I tried not to do it this last time. But I knew I definitely wanted to tell you about it. And I didn't blog about that because I didn't have any photos. So I figured I'd just tell you that story. And on my ride home, once I got my bike working and I was over the fact that I was just going to be a total mud heap when I got back, which kind of makes you feel cool, by the way, when you get back from someplace and you're like, yeah, look how muddy I am. I must have had fun. Yeah, it was. It was really fun. And I had to wash the bike, though. It was a good bike wash. It made me think of the meaning of be good to yourself. I say that at the end of every podcast, and I don't think I've ever explained the meaning that I see when I say be good to yourself, because I've had people tell me that they really like that line, and I can't say it's maybe a phrase, you know, that's out there, but it's kind of just the way I feel people should be to themselves, is to realize that they are important. You are important. You can do nice things for yourself. Whether it's take a bubble bath with some candles and some nice music. When you're stressed, you deserve that. How else are you going to get through the next day? If it's go for an adventure by yourself right before your child comes home from school, or on the weekend when you have a little time, you're worth it. Be good to yourself. You know, what else can you think of that maybe you withhold from yourself because you feel guilty if you do it, or you don't think you're worth it? You are. That's the point of it. And you can do nice things to yourself. I feel like a lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people are always doing nice things for others. And you know what? If you are one of those people who put others first and do your best to be kind, thank you so much, because you are helping to make a difference in this world. That is one of the most important things any of us can do, is be kind to each other. So thank you so much. But you can't forget about yourself. You know, you have to be a priority once in a while, or more often, you know, however enough until you feel balanced. So I guess in a nutshell, or maybe a band shell, that's what be good to yourself means. So now you know. I mean, if you have something that you thought it meant, you can share that with me too. CopperHarborVitality.com. Contact me through there, or however you can reach me. I'm curious what other people think about that. I don't want anyone to think it's like a vain thing. It's not. It's make sure you are as nice to yourself as you are to others. All right, now let's talk about the theme song. Da 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 ba da la da 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 ba ba da da da. So, I started singing that song when I worked at the Harbor House. I was the bartender there, kind of the bar manager for, 5 years, I think? And I'm just going to say this. There is one host. Well, when I worked at the Harbor House, there was one host on to seat everyone. There was one bartender to make all the drinks. There were several waitresses putting in orders for drinks. There are several cooks making food. They each had their own station. Waitresses all had their own tables. And the host and the bartender would often help each other out, because we were the only two people out front there consistently. And I would get so overwhelmed because I had to make drinks for everyone in a full restaurant. Somebody wants a Merlot, somebody wants a Diet Coke, somebody wants an Old Fashioned, where now I'm muddling cherries and oranges, and that takes a lot of time, and sometimes the whole table wants Old Fashions. Well, let me tell you, may as well make five if you're going to make one. Blending up ice cream drinks, pina coladas, margaritas, fancy martinis with your twist of lemon in the frosted martini glass. I mean, the drinks that come out of that place, as you probably know, they can be easy. It can be a mug of beer, or it could be one of these fancy schmancy cocktails. And sometimes my tickets running out of the machine, which were about, maybe my belly button height or more, would sometimes be down to the floor. The tickets coming out of there would just fold over on themselves and down to the floor, and I would have to bend over to pick them up. Which one came out first? You know, put them in order. This. Can I make any of these drinks at the same time? Okay, there's that. And then it's also a service bar. It's also a bar for customers to come sit at and ask you questions and ask for drinks and ask about the special of the day and all this stuff. And so while I'm trying to get all these tickets out, people are talking to me, ordering drinks, sitting down at the tables in the cocktail lounge. I can't get to them. I just stopped looking up. When I was so busy, I just would not look up and acknowledge anyone. And I'm sorry if that was ever you, but there was no way that I could do all those things at once. There's no way anyone can do all those things at once. So I started singing in my head when I shut out everything except for the tickets, because those waitresses needed to make those drinks get to the tables so their tables could move on. I just would always sing that in my head, and it would calm me down, and it would give me like my own little space to be who I needed to be in that moment. It wasn't, what does this person need? What does this person need? What does this person need? It was, what do I need? What do I need to calm down and make it through the shift and get all these tickets off the floor? Stuck together, by the way. It was like a line of tickets. They didn't just spit out. They were in a line. So I knew, you know, which one was first. But boy, man, oh man. And so that's where that song started. And then when I wrote my first book, Little Slices of the Harbor, Copper Harbor, Michigan. Definitely a classic. If you don't have it, by the way, I highly recommend it. You can get it on my website or in town at most of the gift shops / bookstores and Copper World. Anyway, classic. So when it came out, I wanted to make a trailer for it. And here's me. This is the good old technology from 2012 is when that book came out. There were pictures on my computer screen, like almost like a slideshow kind of. And then here's me recording on my computer screen with a camera. I think it was an actual camera back then. And so you can see all the colors in the screen, and it's not that great at all. But I think it's still on YouTube, Little Slices of the Harbor trailer. And check this out, actually. Go to YouTube, check it out, and I show you, you know, here in Copper Harbor, Michigan, and I show the United States and Michigan and where Copper Harbor is, and then I kind of talk about the book a little bit. But at the end, when I run the credits, which is pretty much all my work except for Kevin Blackstone, the illustrator, great, great illustrator, great musician, great guy, I whistled that song as I ran the credits, and I think I gave myself credit for the song, whatever, because it's my song. I made it up. So if you want to hear the early version of that, I think I was whistling it. Gosh, I should have looked at it before. But there it is, back in 2012. And then I resurrected it in 2023 to be the theme song for my podcast, because it's a song that I wrote and a song that I knew. And it was so fun recording that on GarageBand with the melody and the harmony and the drums and the bass line. I did that on my keyboard. And what else do I have in there? My djembe and a shaker, and then the piano part. It was really fun to kind of overlap that. I did all those parts myself. Just, it was really fun to do. And a lot of people like that little jingle, and they're like, oh, I can't get that thing out of my head. Well, awesome, because when I worked at the Harbor House, I couldn't get that thing out of my head either, and I needed it to be there. So that is how that song got written. That's how it came out of my head, and a way to save my own sanity in very, very busy moments of time. Otherwise, I don't really feel like talking about myself. I'd rather have you ask me questions. I did have somebody, a very supportive listener of this podcast, thank you, dear friend, reach out and say, who's going to interview you? And although I did have an interview with myself, my character Genevieve Hurley interviewed me. It was more about, you know, my writing and stuff like that. But I'm curious, if you would interview me, what question would you ask? What would you ask? One or two, line them up, throw them at me. Maybe for my 2-year anniversary here, I'll get down to some questions. Or if I am sans guest, I will answer them, but I'm just curious. I mean, I'm just this girl that lives in Copper Harbor with a son, and he's amazing. He's so awesome. If you ever see us around town when you come up here, please say hi. He loves to meet people and ask their names. And yeah, just tell us that you listen to this podcast or that you read my blog. I've had people over the years tell me that, and it's been really fun. And I think that's a cool way for someone who's coming here to know someone who lives here, which is why I wanted to introduce our visitors and you to more people in the area. So you feel like almost like you're coming home when you come here. It's really important to feel that way. Really, anywhere you go, it's really comforting and wonderful. All right, I think that's all I have for you today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. If you do, thank you so much. And till next time, maybe just take an adventure on a whim and be good to yourself. Hold up. Newsflash. I recorded this whole segment on Friday before the Tuesday this episode comes out. But on Saturday and Sunday, we got a blizzard. High winds from the north and some snow. It snowed pretty consistently throughout that time. We got maybe a couple inches, but it was hard to tell because it blew all over the place. So when I say in this episode that we haven't gotten snow for quite a while, just know that that was before I recorded. And now it's a little bit more wintry out there. And if you stayed this long to listen all the way to the end, just know that you're awesome. Bum, bum, ba, da, da, dum, dum. Bum, ba, da, ba, do, dum, dum.